This is a short summary of what stands out in the report about Emma and Lucas right now. What comes through, before anything else, is two siblings who are wired in some similar ways and quite different in others. Both feel things intensely. Both have a strong fairness radar. And at the same time, Emma typically needs time alone to recharge, while Lucas often reaches toward closeness. Neither is the easy one, neither is the difficult one. They are both carrying real needs that sometimes meet in the same room at the same moment. There is a lot of genuine ground underneath them. Because they both feel inequality strongly, they can actually become allies when something truly is unfair, at school or with friends. They recognize the look on each other's face, and that means they don't have to explain themselves to each other the way many siblings do. In quiet windows, when Emma has energy to spare, she can be a meaningful big sister presence for Lucas, and he clearly values that. They share the same parents, the same inside jokes, the same rhythm of holidays and school years. Even when they're frustrated with each other, that shared world sits underneath everything as a base. The friction that shows up most clearly lives around Emma's door. Lucas often comes to find her, wanting to show her something or just be near. When Emma is depleted after a busy day, she may respond more shortly than she intends, or close the door. Lucas can experience that as being pushed away from his sister, which lands hard, because his pull toward closeness is real. He may knock again, or get a little louder, or withdraw with his feelings visible. Emma may then feel guilty or annoyed, and the distance grows. In everyday life, this often shows up as a loop. Lucas reaches out, Emma pulls back, Lucas pushes harder, Emma pulls back further. It isn't that either of them is doing something wrong. It's that the moment Lucas has most need for contact is often the moment Emma has least to give. Underneath it, both are asking a quiet question. Do I matter? Am I seen? Lucas in the form of closeness, Emma in the form of space to be herself. A second pattern worth naming is around fairness. Because both of them track small splits closely, who got the bigger piece, who got picked up first, who chose the movie, these things can register strongly. Emma tends to name it directly when it feels off. Lucas, because he adapts in the moment rather than pushing back, may not protest right away. The feeling can build and then come out later as a sudden intense reaction or as clinging tighter to a parent. And when one of them reacts strongly, the other reacts to the reaction, and the original thing gets buried quickly. The repair language here is small and doable. A visible door signal in Emma's room. Green for come in, yellow for knock and ask, red for recharging, can take some of the sting out of those moments, because Lucas knows a closed door isn't personal. Emma can practice offering a specific time instead of a plain no. Something like, not right now, but after dinner we can play that game. A short weekly ritual helps too. 15 minutes of something the two of them choose together, kept short on purpose, so Emma doesn't get depleted and Lucas gets predictable connection he can count on. For the heat moments, a shared pause word, even a silly one, gives either of them a way to hit the brakes. And afterward, a brief check-in with an adult nearby. One thing each of them felt, one thing they wish had gone differently, one thing the other did that helped, tends to do more than relitigating who was right. The report is there as a reference, something to come back to when a moment at the door or at the dinner table feels bigger than it should. Emma and Lucas are both learning, in their own ways, how to carry big feelings alongside someone who feels things just as strongly.